Hi, I'm Dr. Cynthia Scholes, and I'm hosting the call this evening. And I am very excited to be hosting this call. It's an introduction to what Dr. Mitra Ray and I are creating, which is something to support all of you in having a lighter health, a lighter heart, mind, and body. And we created this call today because I've been really excited about the success that I had and the other participants had in Dr. Mitra Ray's Beauty and Rejuvenation retreat this summer. There's only 12 women that can attend the retreat, so it's very limited, and it's incredibly powerful, and the results have been really amazing. And when I experienced it this last time as one of the instructors, I really was just blown away by how important the information was and how much it's needed out in our community. And I've so many people I know would like to be able to get the information from the retreat, would like to attend the retreat for whatever reason, that's not available to them. And so I wanted to see if we couldn't make this information available to a larger community of people. And so I talked to Mitra about that, and she agreed that she would do this call and work with me on the teleseries so that we can actually bring some of the information from the retreat to you so that you can begin a program for yourself so that you can start having a lighter heart, mind, and body. So I want to introduce to you Dr. Mitra Ray. She's an international speaker, and she's a biochemist who is world-renowned for some of the research that she has done in biochemistry on Alzheimer's disease and other degenerative diseases. She's published in some of the best peer-reviewed journals, including the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And she's also an author of several books, the author of From Here to Longevity, Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? And her most recent book is a cookbook, which I understand is going to maybe go into a second edition. It's called Simple and Delicious Recipes for Vitality. So Mitra has also the creator of the Beauty and Rejuvenation Retreat. She has a wealth of information that she can share with us, and I'm sure that much more than she can possibly share on the call today, but I want her to begin by telling us a little bit about some of the results that the other participants have had. I was very impressed with my results. I think if you've read any of the stuff that I sent out, I lost 7 pounds in a week. And I would love to know what the other participants' kinds of results they've received, as well as some of the people that you coach, Mitra.
Thanks, Cindy. I really, first of all, love the retreat and the results it produces. I love to see the people coming in. Actually, my husband, Doug, picks up the women mostly at the airport or wherever they're coming from, and then delivers them to the retreat center. And he loves that job because then a week later he gets to see these women be completely transformed by the retreat, not just a lighter body, but a lighter mind and heart. And the expressions on their face, you can just see how much the retreat works. And as far as weight loss goes, you know, I've been tracking the data, and it does vary depending on where people were when they started. For instance, when I have the first couple of retreats I ran, people had a much higher body mass index. They were sort of on the, verging on obesity, if not in the obesity range for their BMI. And when we have people in that BMI range, these people tend to lose on average about 10 pounds, whereas there's other people with maybe what you might call normal body weight or, maybe that extra annoying 5 pounds. And we've had a few people like that that have come and said, more than a few people, the ones that are in the lower BMI range, they tend to lose 3 to 4 pounds, 3 to 7 pounds actually, and it is the most annoying 3 to 7 pounds, I must say, because these women tend to say that I never thought I would get rid of that last little bit of weight that was just stuck on me no matter what I did, how much I exercised, or how much I tried different ways of reducing my food intake. And that's really great to see as well. And that's sort of the physical aspect of it. We also do many other things. Part of it is the work that you do, Cindy, in helping people with their emotional outcome and the emotional issues. We also do yoga, so people come out more flexible. Most weight loss programs that are this sort of aggressive in the numbers, not really aggressive at all in our approach, but aggressive in the results that we produce, tend to kind of leave people, like I've done water fasting diets where I've lost weight, but that leaves you sort of losing protein mass, losing muscle mass, and feeling rather fatigued and tired. And this is possibly the part that I'm most proud of, is that the weight loss actually is created in the midst of gaining strength and flexibility through the kind of regenerative yoga that we do. I have taught yoga to people of all different stages of, you know, from beginners to people who practice yoga regularly. And our approach to yoga is a little bit different, also supporting the whole detoxification concept. So each and every aspect of the retreat, there's many other aspects. You can go to my website to learn more about what we do at the retreat. But each of it is, each part is well thought out, and it leaves a lasting impression on people for sure. And there are aspects of this that you can start at home, and I guess that's what this call and the series that we're creating is really all about, Cindy.
Yeah, and it is really exciting, and I will just have to share with you right now, because I just went and weighed myself today, because one of my friends told me, you know, people are going to be asking you how much you're still losing, and so I have continued with some of the stuff Mitra is going to share with you on this call in my life here at home, and I have continued to lose weight. So I've lost a total of 10 pounds now, and I went from a size 10 pants to a size 8 pants. So, you know, I was one of those people, as Mitra said, that was, you know, pretty much in the normal weight. I was in the normal weight range. My BMI was normal, a little bit high normal, but normal. And so I didn't expect to be losing weight, nor did I really intend to. I've been very satisfied with how I am. But it's very motivating when it starts to come off, let me tell you. And I feel so great and so light. And one of the things I have to tell you, Mitra, is that I learned so much from you at the retreat. But what I think was the most mind-blowing was what you told us about the way that the toxins keep the fat on you. Can you tell us a little bit about why that's true?
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to cite an article that was published back in 2006 in a medical journal called Lancet, which is the number one medical journal in England. And to quote them, they said, virtually all of the risk of diabetes conferred by obesity is attributable to persistent pollutants, and that obesity is only a vehicle for such chemicals. This possibility is shocking. And I think in this world of when people have trouble with their weight, whether it be that annoying 5 pounds or whether it be something much more serious, hundreds of pounds in some people's cases, it's kind of disturbing to me when people try to go after exercise as their first place to start, because that can kind of come back and bite you. The real challenge is not, you know, we've been taught sort of a calories in, calories out kind of an equation. If you eat too many calories, then that's going to show up as weight. And then we try to manipulate all these different things, measuring grams of protein, eat more protein, eat less carbohydrates, all these various kinds of diets that are out there. And I've tried them all, and I found them all dissatisfying in one way, shape, or form over the years. And I have to say, for, you know, since I had children, I definitely was in that category of that annoying 5 to 7 pounds that I wanted to lose and couldn't figure out how to get it off. And when I did water fasting, that was my first realization of the possibility that toxins were the real culprit. And what happens is that, you know, through the air we breathe and mostly through the food that we eat, the major source of toxins are processed foods and animal products. And what happens is that for every molecule of toxin that you ingest, your body hangs on to hundreds of extra molecules of water and fat to basically keep that toxin in the body and not have it harm vital organs, as well as the toxin itself, its chemical natures to either attract water or fat, depending on whether it's a hydrophobic or hydrophilic, that is, whether it's a water-loving or water-hating molecule. If it's a water-hating molecule, it's going to love fat. That's sort of the chemical nature of things. And so each molecule of toxin is worth its weight 100-fold in water, which is a very heavy molecule, as well as fat. And so you hang on to all this fat and water unnecessarily. And most of the diets are not really talking about getting the toxins out in a way where that is actually the focus. The focus of my retreat is to get the toxicity out. And this is the biochemistry of digestion. It's a seminar. It'll be part of the teleseminar series that we're doing. But to very briefly go over this, if you were to draw out a chemical equation, basically you take in food, you take in water, and you breathe in oxygen. Those are the, if you were to write out a chemical reaction, those are the elements that would be on the left side of the equation. Food plus water plus oxygen burns itself into, with the help of enzymes and nutrient cofactors, becomes energy that we produce. Water is on both sides of the equation, carbon dioxide, urine, and solid waste. Now, that means if you look at this equation, this is kind of a mind-boggling concept. If you ate the right food and drank water and breathed in oxygen, you should not gain any weight, because on the other side of the equation are things that don't retain weight. Energy is energy that you have to burn. Water is, you know, water in, water out. Carbon dioxide, you breathe out. Urine, it comes out. Solid waste comes out. So if you ate the right foods, consider this. Have you ever, I've talked about this in my seminars, have you ever eaten too much broccoli? No, you have natural mechanisms to keep you from eating too much broccoli. But chemically synthesized and engineered foods are a completely different matter, as well as foods that don't satisfy our cravings for real food. And today we have a whole different biochemistry that is going on, which is we don't have just food and water and oxygen on the left side of the equation. We have food plus synthetic materials plus water and oxygen on the left side of the equation. And then the right side, you have energy plus water plus carbon dioxide plus urine plus solid waste plus synthetic materials bound to fat plus synthetic materials bound to water. And this is the weight gain that we see. The obesity epidemic, especially in our country, but all over the world today, that is adopting this Western diet of synthetic materials in our food, as well as organic material, organic herbicides and pesticides found in animal fat, basically has us retain all this extra weight that our body doesn't need. So that's sort of a real quick synopsis of the biochemistry of digestion. I go into it in far more detail in the full, you know, full seminar, but that will give you some idea what's going on.
So you're saying that your body is holding on to toxins in order to, with fat, by diluting it in fat and diluting it in water in order to protect you.
Yes, in fact, if you try to cut back on fat too much or try to burn it off through exercise, your body will synthesize more fat, or if it cannot synthesize more fat, those toxins will go to vital organs and hurt you, and you will get seriously ill.
So, you know, one of the things that blew me away at this retreat, too, is that you were talking about, because of this mechanism, that you can actually melt fat away, that you don't have to burn it, and then you just said that maybe burning it isn't such a good idea. And can you tell us a little bit about how you can release the fat without burning it?
Yes, I call it shedding fat instead of burning fat. Shedding fat, well, burning fat is difficult in the sense that it takes a long time and a lot of commitment. And as I said, there are definite dangers associated with burning fat. You can either release the toxins and they hit vital organs, and that this creates serious illness, or you run yourself into the ground because the body's trying to use every last a bit of energy to retain or produce extra fat to continue to protect yourself, or you have disappointing results because the body's working so hard to retain the water and fat that you're trying to get rid of through exercise. So you're working against yourself when you're burning it. Shedding fat does take some commitment in that there are some detoxification practices to take on, but it doesn't take as long of time, which is one of the reasons you were so amazed with such quick weight loss without that fatigue of fasting and that fatigue of losing muscle mass. And that is much safer. I focus on the detoxification practices that actually allow you to maintain strength, maintain your energy level, at the same time release the toxins. Now, it's not 100%. If they've been taking a lot of medication on top of the modern foods that we eat and the animal products that we eat, there is some, rundown, but we manage that. We pamper you during the retreat to help you manage that. But you do lose the fat very quickly when you try to shed it through doing things that allow you to encourage the toxins to come out. And really, this is where we get into what is there to do. What are the components of shedding fat? So.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you that next, which is, can you share a little? I know you can't duplicate what you do at the retreat at home. I know that's just not possible to do that. But there must be some things that you can do at home. And I wonder if you want to share with us some of the secrets that you can give us right now that might help people on this call get started on the right path.
Right. Well, one of the things I noticed when I first got on Juice Plus, I shed 5 pounds like almost immediately. And if you are not taking Juice Plus, it is a product that you definitely need to look into. Talk to the person who invited you on this call or go to their website. And it's really important that this be part of your regimen, because we have enzymes that are called phase 1 and phase 2 enzymes. And these enzymes are literally involved in the removal of these toxins, because we've actually been exposed to natural toxins since the beginning of time, like lead and arsenic has always been there. So we have these enzymes. Today we have more pollutants, but nonetheless we still have the enzymes. We actually need more plant nutrients. You know, we eat less fruits and vegetables than we used to, and yet our exposure to toxins is higher. With Juice Plus, what you're doing is you're able to turn on these phase 1, phase 2 enzymes, so there's sort of a daily detox going on. And I noticed that, as I said, when I first got on Juice Plus, I lost that 5 pounds without even trying. Now, it's interesting that when I was pregnant, I kind of ate a lot of different foods that perhaps I shouldn't have, and gained more weight than was necessary. So then I still had this, like, toxic load after the pregnancies that took me until I learned about detox to get off. But I think because I was taking Juice Plus during the whole process, I gained less weight than I would have given some of the things that I didn't know that I know today. So,
Petra, I want to stop you for just a moment because, I do think there are probably some people on the call that aren't taking Juice Plus because they actually don't know what it is. Can you tell us just a little bit about what Juice Plus is?
Sure, I will. Thank you for that. Juice Plus is a product that I was introduced to 17 years ago. And I am not a vitamin taker by any means. I can't even keep them down. But what impressed me about this product is that it was a whole food-based product. And what they had done is basically, using a proprietary process, dehydrate the juice of a whole huge variety of fruits and vegetables, more than anybody on this call can possibly actually eat at any one day, let alone day after day. And they juiced it and dehydrated it really quickly using this process that allows the phytonutrients and enzymes to still remain active. So when you take these capsules with water, you're actually reconstituting the quality of fresh juice minus the sugar. There's no sugar in Juice Plus capsules. There's a little bit of natural plant sugars in the chewable form for children, but it's not that much at all, really. And so what you get is these phytonutrients that turn on these enzymes. What are phytonutrients? I mean, enzymes do all the biochemical work in the body, and some of the enzymes in your body are sort of part of this sort of autonomic nervous system. They just kind of do their thing all the time. But a lot of these enzymes get turned on by lifestyle factors and diet factors. And when you eat plants, what happens is these plant nutrients, these phytonutrients, are able to turn on the DNA that will make the healthy enzymes, such as these phase 1, phase 2 enzymes. So what Juice Plus does is give you a daily requirement of what we call transcription factors that would turn on these enzymes that help you to maintain this level of detox all the time that is very hard to duplicate through diet. So that's why I'm a big proponent of Juice Plus for daily detoxification. It has many, many health benefits as well that are published in peer-reviewed journals. It's been tested for the last 18, 19 years by, you know, over 25 different universities that have been involved in the research on 4 different continents. So it's sort of now become a standard as far as, it's the number one whole food nutritional product in the world of its kind. And I just think it's a easy place for people to begin this path, because some of the other things I'm going to mention, Cindy, are maybe not so easy to do. And Juice Plus is very, very affordable. Most people that take vitamins spend over $100 a month, or they spend $100 a month on shoes or cocktails or, you know, some kind of health unhealthy habit that I think can be parlayed into a Juice Plus habit. And it's very cost effective. In fact, I don't think Juice Plus costs you anything, because it saves you money over the years on many levels. And then the second thing I would recommend is to really follow the circadian rhythm, which is that, you know, you think about the digestive organs. There's a lot of organs involved, and this I talk about much more so on the anatomy of and physiology. And this can take some time, but the bottom line of that talk is that your digestive organs like to work a short day, like 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. ideally. They can put in a 9 to 5 kind of day, but they really cannot put in a 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. or midnight snacks kind of day. After sunset, like especially in the winter, your liver is no longer making enzymes, so your digestive system is shut down. So if you want to feel healthy and drop some weight, regardless of whether you change anything else about your diet, if you change when you eat and eat your biggest meal between the hours of 10 and 4, and if you should eat after 5 p.m., eat a small half a fruit or a small raw salad, but nothing heavy. You can try a Juice Plus complete shake. They also make this complete shake that works pretty well for a light meal if you're starving. But after a while, you can change your habits. And when people do take on this commitment, it is the commitment that seems to make a huge difference for people. So that's another thing I recommend. A third thing would be to drink 3 liters of distilled water a day with minerals added back. I talk about this in my book. You can read more about that, but, you know, the solution to pollution is dilution. And distilled water is very aggressive in that it can pull these toxins out of the body. Distilled water is pure water, and water hates to be pure. It likes to have things solubilized in it. So when you drink purified distilled water, you do have to add the minerals back, because it will start to draw minerals out of your body as well. So if you add liquid minerals back, then the water will also start to pull out other toxins. It's for instance, we've seen people feel relief from things like arthritis by making simple changes like taking Juice Plus and drinking distilled water, and this really helps get the toxins out of the body. And fourth thing you can do is definitely a little bit tougher for a lot of people, but cut back on processed foods and animal products. Eat more of a plant-centered diet. 90 to 95% of every plate of food you consume should come from plants in their whole food form. And I talk about this quite a bit in all my seminars. And a fifth thing that I recommend is yoga, because it's a form of exercise that really supports the detoxification process. So I know we're running out of time, so I'm just going to stop there on that.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Mitra, it's really fun for me to be doing this interview with you because I learned so much from you in all of the years that I've heard you speak and also at the retreat. And so I was very curious to know what you were going to say were the most important first steps. I was pretty sure about the Juice Plus, but I didn't really know the others, what they were going to be. And I just, it's great for me to hear how you kind of are prioritizing what there is to do. And I have to tell you that what I have done since the retreat, I took on your fourth suggestion, which is to cut back on processed foods and animal products, and I'm eating a plant-based diet with unprocessed foods, and that has, I think, allowed me to continue with this process, and I'm going to take on some of these other suggestions as well, so thank you for sharing, because some of them are definitely doable.
Right, and if people take Juice Plus, it becomes easier to make better food choices. That's one of the results they have found in their research, is that people naturally choose healthier foods, and it's yet another reason to take that. And the reason I prioritize that in that way is sort of the ease in which you can slip into these different habits.
Yes. Well, that's really great, and it's good to hear that. And I agree with you about the Juice Plus. I find for myself, but also for my clients that are taking Juice Plus, that they begin to crave fruits and vegetables, whereas before maybe they didn't even like them.
So right, and
really
they crave less sugar as well. So that's...
Absolutely. I hear that all the time. And that craving less sugar, I think, is because when you're taking the Juice Plus, it fills in some of those nutritional gaps, and the body is more satisfied, and so you have less need for food. So cravings in general decrease, I've found, with my clients.
Right.
So I think that's really exciting. And I love the whole food plant-based diet. It is absolutely delicious, and I really feel good on it, and I'm going to start drinking distilled water at home. I wasn't thinking about taking that into my home life, so thank you for sharing that as well.
Yes, and a reverse osmosis filter is another option for people if you want to just install either a water distillation for the long haul. I think it's a worthwhile investment. It is a little bit more expensive, but these days, for somewhere between $700 to $1,000, you can install a reverse osmosis and a deionizer under your sink, and that is a very worthwhile investment because our water is so polluted. It's turning into a major source of pollutants in people's intake, and to buy plastic bottles of water all the time is not a very sustainable answer either.
Yeah, I agree with that. One of the things that I love about what you're sharing with us is basically what you're saying is begin to eliminate the toxins by, one, quit taking them in your body, and two, draw them out with good pure water.
Yes.
And then the third thing is to support your body in its ability to detoxify you.
Right.
Yeah, that's really powerful stuff. A couple of years ago, you invited me to teach at the retreat, and I just wondered if you could say a few words about why that was the case.
Well, I think I should let the audience know that you and I have been friends for many years, dating back to grad school. I won't say exactly
yes.
how many. But as you were developing some of the methods that you use today, like the NET, I've been a guinea pig of yours for many years, so I've seen the difference that the work has done on me. And I also recognize that facts alone don't change behavior, that the emotional component is huge. And whereas I can give people the how and the why, I think you help people make a difference on the emotional level. Components that when people first show up, I think, at the retreat or maybe at your doorstep at your practice, I don't think they realize maybe just, I know for myself, I can speak for myself, I had no idea some of the stuff that happened to me when I was a baby before my memory, how it impacts my behavior. And so I really enjoyed the work that you've done with me, and I've started to recommend your work to other people that I know, and I've seen the changes in them. And I certainly see it, how powerful it is, along with these other changes. And the work that you do helps people make these other changes better. And we've gotten better, I know, at combining the efforts. I would say at each retreat, the participants are doing better and better, especially what I'm seeing now is we finally have nailed down that not only do they do great at the retreat, but they continue to do great once they leave. And I have to say that this is the first retreat where I got to see, because we introduced the concept from the very first day and incorporated it, how do you continue this in your life once you leave the retreat? And this is what has inspired me to even do this series with you, realizing that much of this you can do at home. Certainly, if you can come to the retreat, let us pamper you. We do pamper people to a lighter way of being, but much of this can be done at home, and that's the part that is very encouraging for me, is that 100% of the people this time really have been able to continue to engage in these practices, many of them at home, and the ones that wanted to lose a little bit more weight are continuing to lose weight.
Yeah, and so these are fabulous tips, and for those people who really want to find a way to create a lighter heart, mind, and body, you and I are creating a program that offers more complete answers, more how-tos, and it's called A Lighter Heart, Mind, and Body Teleseminar Series, and we're starting that on October the 26th. And do you want to tell us a little bit more about what we're offering?
Yes. Well, I know that part of the education that the retreat participants enjoy so much is the four seminars that we do, the anatomy of digestion and weight loss, the physiology of digestion and weight loss, the biochemistry, as well as the psychology, which is the part that you do of
right.
A lighter, you know, mind, body, and heart. And so that itself is sort of worth the price of admission, because this is not information that is taught anywhere else that I know of. It's information that I've synthesized from many mentors reading lots of different kinds of things, and I know it's effective because I collect the data, I see how effective it is, and when people have a deeper understanding of the information, it's very not only is it interesting, it's also very applicable in life once you really get what's going on. You know, for all the education, it's taken me a long time to actually understand how do all these organs work together and what is actually the biochemistry of it. And I teach it in a way that you don't have to be a scientist to understand the information. And I'm really quite proud, I have to say, of these four seminars that we've developed.
You know, I agree. And I have to tell you that a lot of the information that you teach, I didn't know. And even though I am fairly well versed in physiology and biochemistry, I hadn't put all of that together in the way that you had. And I find it extremely motivating to know why it is that I'm doing the things that you're suggesting that we do at the retreat and how that's working in my body. Because when I understand how it's working and why it's working, I believe it's working. And when I believe it's working, I'm much more willing to do it than if somebody just tells me to do something and I don't really understand exactly why I would do that. And so I think that this information-packed teleseminar series that we're going to do is going to be really helpful for people in being able to make the lifestyle changes that they make to feel absolutely great and shed fat and feel lighter and their heart and their mind and their body. So what else are we going to be doing?
Well, we're going to give people a note-taking guide as well as important figures that go along with the teleseminar. I've created a workbook that we gave out to all the retreat participants, and we're going to give that away as well. So that's part of the education, and I understand that you're going to be giving some stuff away as well.
Yeah, I'm also going to be giving, for all of the people that participate in the teleseminar series, a hypnosis recording that's called Release the Weight, and it's an excellent recording to start training your subconscious mind to make weight loss a priority and start making these changes that you're going to be learning about in the call. And it's a really good way to kind of get things going, kind of in the background. So as you're learning consciously what there is to do, your subconscious mind is going to be fully on board with you and doing it even if you're not thinking about it. Because
and I have to tell you, Cindy, for all the education that I have acquired over the years, your hypnosis CDs really allowed it. It just changed my willpower magically.
Yeah.
I love your meditation CDs. I think they're wonderful.
Thank you. And the reason why that works so well is about 80% of our thoughts and behaviors arise from our subconscious mind. But we are not taught in school how to teach our subconscious minds, how to learn with our subconscious minds. It all occurs by default. And we don't ever really take control of that. But with hypnosis, what you're doing is taking control of teaching your subconscious mind to create thoughts and behaviors that are effective for you. So it's incredibly powerful kind of work because your subconscious is so powerful.
And that's something I learned from you, and I really appreciate that aspect much more now. Even with all the neurobiology, physiology that I know, to actually see it in action has been a huge opening for me.
Great. And so I'll be talking about that, too, on our teleseminar series so that people can understand how their minds work and how their psychology works, how their brain works, in a way that they can maximize the power of that for themselves. And I think that's going to be really powerful, too. So let's tell people how they can get signed up, because I imagine there's quite a few people on the call that are really interested in getting started and creating some of this stuff for themselves.
Go ahead.
Okay. The cost of a lighter heart, mind, and body teleseminar series with all the bonuses that we just described is $297. But we want you guys to trust the process, to know that this is going to work, because you've heard this now, you're feeling probably motivated, understanding what there is that's available to you. We want to give you a discount. So in the next 48 hours, you can receive $100 off of that price, so it's $197 for you today.
Great. And we're going to send out an email to all the people who registered, as letting you know how you can register. So you can look for that email from us, but do take advantage of that 48 hours to get yourself this discounted price, because this education will save you thousands of dollars down the road as far as the kind of information that will keep you light on your feet, light in your heart, and out of doctors' offices and hospitals where I'm not sure you're going to get the kind of advice that you need to regain vitality in a way that can be done through knowledge and putting into practice some of the concepts that we talk about.
Yeah, this information really isn't available anywhere else that I've seen, and certainly not at this kind of price. I mean, if you were going to get this kind of information with other weight loss programs, you would be paying something on the order of many hundreds of dollars, like
I would say thousands of dollars. I've looked around.
That's probably true.
And I'm
That's
kind of
probably
amazed
true.
At the price.
One of the things that I want to just give to those of you who are listening to this call, to the first five people that purchase this teleseminar series, so if you go online and you decide that you want to do it, I'm going to offer a free half-hour consultation to you. And what you need to do, though, in order to get that is not only be one of the first five to make a purchase, but you also need to email me and say, Dr. Scholes, I want that free half-hour consultation. So my email address is stellarhealth@yahoo.com, and I'm going to spell that for you. It's stellarhealth@yahoo.com. And I look forward to being able to do those consultations. So if you want to have a little bit of personal coaching on this, this is the way that you can get it to get you started in a really powerful way. And those conversations will occur by the first week of the teleseminar series.
And part of the teleseminar series, you just reminded me that, you know, it's going to be a seminar followed by 15 minutes of Q&A and coaching.
Absolutely.
For each of the participants. So if you have specific questions that pertain to you, we're going to address those as well.
Yeah. Do we have time to take questions today, Mitra, or are we just about out of time?
Well, we can take about 5 minutes worth of questions, and then we like to get back into their life. So,
okay.
Let me see. You can hit *6 if you want to ask a question, and I'll also see if I can open up the lines from my end. And if there's any background noise, we'd appreciate it if you could put yourself on mute somehow.
Can you give the time?
The time of the teleseminar series is going to be 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The calls are once a week on Wednesday, starting October the 26th.
And did you say Wednesday?
That's right. It'll be on Wednesdays, and there are four calls, and they start October the 26th.
And we will make the recordings available if you miss a particular call or can't make those times. If you register, you'll get the recordings as well.
Okay.
Are they gonna be weekly for how long?
Yeah, they'll be weekly for 4 weeks, so there's four calls. And one of the things that Mitra and I have been talking about doing, too, offering a coaching that you may be able to, a coaching.
Anna, Mamie, come on. Dinner.
And essentially, I'm going to have other stuff.
Actually, if you're not on mute, if you could mute yourself, that would be great. Mitra and I are talking about offering
the garage, please,
program
Anna.
At a discount as well that you could purchase concurrently with this program. So that may also be available for you.
Do we need to be on Juice Plus to do this, or what's the deal with that?
No, you don't have to be on Juice Plus, but it's highly recommended that you make that choice for yourself.
But, I mean, is the program going to be oriented to people being on Juice Plus?
No. The information is not about Juice Plus. It's really literally the anatomy as we described. But, you know, having said that, I think that people who are on Juice Plus get better results than not. So, but that's not what the education is about.
Okay. There's a lot of background noise. Somebody's muted it.
Yes, that's what happens on conference calls. Somebody's not aware that we can hear everything going on in their house.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit *5, and if you want to ask, I'm going to hit *6 to unmute your individual line.
Okay.
Okay, great. So what were they supposed to do to unmute?
*6 to unmute and ask a question. Hopefully that works. That's what the instructions say.
Okay. Are there any other questions that anybody wants to pose for this evening?
Okay, well, look for an email. Since there's some background noise, I'm not sure that technology is really working. But look for an email, and if you'd like to register, you can do that. And we'll also send a recorded call number for you to listen to or download, a way to download or listen to the recording should you want to.
All the others will be recorded and can be downloaded also. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Yes. The ones that you purchase will also be recorded along with this call was recorded.
Okay. And it's going to go until 7:30. I didn't hear when it would end.
It's about an hour, yes.
Well, actually, I think we were talking about it maybe being an hour and 15 minutes with the Q&A.
Oh, for the Q&A, you're right.
That we're going to be doing, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can expect it to be about an hour and 15
minutes. Okay. And Cindy, your stuff is getting, Dr. Scholes, I don't know if it's just me, but you're getting cut off all the time when you're speaking. So I don't know if it's some kind of connection thing. Mitra is not, but you are, so just so you know.
Thank you. I didn't know that. I don't know what to do about that.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Okay. Thank you, everyone, and hope everyone has a great evening. And if you're calling from somewhere else in the world, whatever time it is, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
All right. We look forward to supporting your journey.
Thank you.